UW Madison Professor Tracy Holloway says a recent study finds up to 15% of U.S. air pollution originates from Asia and Europe, findings that ought to figure in when we try to reduce pollution levels.
When we're trying to design policies to meet a federally mandated level of what would be healthy ozone, it's important to know what are the sources that are contributing to ground-level ozone, so we know which we can control and which we can't control.
Unlike the beneficial atmospheric ozone, which protects us against skin cancer, ground-level ozone is a negative impact on human health and agriculture. While impacts are worse on the West Coast, Wisconsin does receive its share of foreign pollution.
In the Midwest, Asia and Europe together contribute between 4 and 16% on a monthly mean basis to our ground-level ozone.
Well, researchers at UW's Nelson Institute found foreign sources accounted for a smaller percentage of ozone on really bad air quality days and more on days that were not so bad. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.